Welcome to Sportsline here on a Thursday night, and let's jump right to it. We are now joined by the general manager of the Baltimore Orioles, Dan Duquette. Dan, how are you?
My pleasure, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you've talked at length about the decision to trade Jim Johnson, but just to go back a few days on this, your sentiments now looking back, I guess, 48, 72 hours later on that decision to part with your closer.
Well, it's always tough to trade a player, particularly a player like Jim Johnson, who came up through the organization. This is the only club he's ever played for, and he signed here as an amateur out of New York State and worked his way through the farm system and gave us some good years, particularly the last two. And that, you know, that's a tough decision, but it's tough personally to see a guy like Johnson go. But the the club was picked up an infielder in Jamile Weeks, who we think is a very capable infielder. He's 26 years old and should be able to help our ball club. He's very versatile, has good speed. He gets on base. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the money that would have been funding the contract that we traded, and we're going to hire some players to staff our club. So we hope to be able to sign some pitchers and an outfielder, maybe a DH here in the next week or so, or see if we can fill those needs via trade. But the money that we freed up, we're going to redeploy and sign some other ballplayers to come in here.
Dan, did you think the trade market for a guy like Johnson with his price tag and everything else that goes along with that age, production value, where his career might be going, did you think the market for him was stagnant? It was not going to go up or down based on the time frame? It wouldn't get any better heading into spring training or maybe even later during the course of spring training?
Well, you never know. These markets change all the time. From the club's perspective, there's a lot of relief pitchers that are available to be signed, and some of them have closing experience. But I got to tell you, when it comes to relief pitchers, I don't know that closers are necessarily groomed to be closers. They come from players that come up to the big leagues as starters or players that are put in the bullpen when they come up to the big leagues because they don't have availability to start. And then, you know, those are the players that go on and fill the closer's role. So I think we'll be able to find somebody to fill that role. But there are some good choices outside the organization, I think, with players that have already been closers.
So the club is not committed one way or another. It might be an in-house candidate, or it might be someone on the marketplace right now.
Well, I don't know if the people in-house have the skills to be a closer. And, you know, when I look for a closer, I look for a pitcher that can get out both right and left-handed hitters. And we have some capable pitchers on the staff, but I don't know that we have one that's real effective at getting both righties and lefties out. We did sign a left-hander, Kelvin De La Cruz, that I'm kind of intrigued by. And he's got a really good fastball, an excellent slider, swing-and-miss slider. And he struck out almost 12 per nine innings out in Albuquerque. So he might have the stuff to develop into a closer, but he doesn't have any major league experience yet, so that's not realistic. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you'd like to have, late in the game coming out of the bullpen.
Orioles general manager Dan Duquette with us here on BAL. And, Dan, tell me about the marketplace right now, the free agent marketplace compared to all your years of running a ball club. The numbers getting thrown around are just insane to think about it for the caliber of player. How would you assess the overall marketplace?
Well, it's moving quickly. Seems to be a lot of demand for the pitchers that are in the market and for the the top players. I got to tell you that I still think the best way to have a good competitive team year in and year out is to have a good farm system, and we're working on that end. And I'm just thankful that we got a lot of our core players returning, like Manny and Chris Davis, J.J. Hardy, Adam Jones, and Matt Wieters coming back, and we'll have them on our ball club.
Dan, I think most fans are reasonable when it comes to some of the numbers being thrown around for Jacoby Ellsbury. And to me, that's pretty egregious, but not nearly as egregious as, and I'm not going to have you comment on this, it wouldn't be fair, but Phil Hughes' number or a Jason Vargas number, to me, that's the real surprising component to the marketplace. But it seems like there is a lot of spending going on, and it's not just with your traditional New York's and Boston's, there seems to be a huge revenue influx in the sport as a whole, which is a good thing because the sport's doing quite well. It's reasonable to think that the Orioles, in their current market status and their success overall in this town, that they would be partaking along with it.
Well, you know, spending doesn't really guarantee that your club's going to be good. Our scouts and our front office people are very methodical in finding the kind of player that we think will be good in the market. And, you know, I think we're going to be able to find some of those players to help our ball club. There's some more money that have come into the market through the TV contract this year. And some of that is seen in these in the repricing for some of these free agents. And, you know, frankly, you know, some of the prices that are out there right now, they don't make a lot of sense to us in our market. But we're going to do everything we can to staff the team with some good players, and I hope to be able to sign some good pitchers for our team here and an outfielder and a DH here in the next week or two.
Dan, I've asked this to you before, and it's really interesting to all general managers in every sport, but anyone who has been linked to PED use in the past, whether they're suspended or the rumors that are out there, do clubs really have to do due diligence and extra background work on a specific player, especially one that maybe had been linked in the past or actually was busted for using PEDs? Because it's not even just the PR component of it, but the fear that everything they've done statistically is based on their use of PEDs. Do you have to do extra due diligence that maybe you weren't doing in the 1990s and before running ball clubs?
Well, I think you have to do due diligence on all the players you hire. The performance-enhancing drug issue makes it more challenging. So you have to really try to quantify the player's performance and how they can help your team. But we've got some smart people in here that are keeping an eye on that. And I want to tell our fans that we are going to have a competitive, compelling, and interesting club here that's going to be strong. I really like our pitching this year, actually a lot better going into the season as I did the last couple of years. The emergence of Tillman, the addition of Bud Norris, the consistency of Miguel Gonzalez and Wei Chen, we have those going for us. And then we got TJ McFarland and Kevin Gausman. They're vying for a spot, and hopefully we can sign another starting pitcher to give us a little bit more depth there. But I kind of like that foundation of the pitching staff going into the year, and I really like our new pitching coaches. Dave Wallace is a pro. He got the Red Sox, the Mets, and the Dodgers to the playoffs his last three stops, and Dominic Chidi's an old-time Oriole. He's going to come and help us out on Buck's staff, and, you know, Buck's going to be revved up and ready to go, so, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I'm thankful we got our core players coming back. That's the good news. And now we got to see if we can go out and restock our pitching staff.
All right, Dan Duquette, we appreciate it. Good luck next week in Orlando.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Take care.
That's Orioles general manager Dan Duquette. Your calls on this when we come back, 410-467-WBAL. That's 410-467-WBAL. Don't go anywhere. This is Sportsline on BAL.